conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Into the culture wars.
You would think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What up, people? Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a lot to discuss this evening. Now, we're going to get into some of this crazy news here in just a minute. But first of all, I really want to talk about this whole issue about cheap fake. We still got to talk about it just a little bit here. We got to talk about it just a little bit with the cheap fake. The cheap fake that we're seeing is taking place. Okay. This cheap fake that we all know is nothing but the deep state. It's nothing but fake information that the left is pushing onto all of us. You even have the rest of the world, right? The rest of the world talking about Joe Biden drifting off, Joe Biden walking away, Joe Biden shaking invisible hands, Joe Biden doing a whole bunch of gaffe. I'm like, what is that? Can we get a translator? This is what he's saying. That's the one. That's what he did at the DACA. The gang 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 gang. I'm like, what? And then Chuck Schumer and the rest of them, they're just all sitting there ignoring what they're saying. Like, we're not supposed to pay attention to Joe Biden. Yang, 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 yang. I'm like, what in the world? He actually said, yang, 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 yang. Can someone please translate that for me? I'm looking in the chat here. Someone please translate it for me. What do you think Joe Biden was saying during the yang, 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 yang? What do you think he was saying? Someone please translate it. What do you think he was saying? I really want to know. I'm highly confused on what Joe Biden was trying to relay to the world with the gang, 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 gang. Right? Well, let me share some information with you while you're in the chat. And also, thank you so much. Did y'all see that before we go on? Did y'all see the thumbnail? Did y'all see the thumbnail Eli created? Man, I asked Eli, I said, Eli, can you create this thumbnail? And Eli rose to the occasion. He created the thumbnail. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Have y'all not seen the footage? I'm going to show you. Nathan Wade was asked a question about, you know, Fonnie Willis and what position did they do? How did they handle business? All right. But before we get to that, let me share some of this other stuff with you. This is the first one I want to share with you. This was on CBS, of course, CBS, with the whole cheap fake. Don't believe your lying eyes. And the reason why I'm talking about it, because the White House is doubling down on it. The White House is continuously trying to tell everyone the videos that you're seeing with Joe Biden is a lie. Don't believe it. Even so, remember not too long ago, it was maybe a month or so ago, you had all of the government state media talking about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. They were all talking about it. They were mentioning it and said, you know, maybe we might need to look into this because it's not going to look good for us as Democrats. This is the reason why they were talking about it. And then this whole episode exploded with Joe Biden just wandering off and people questioning about Joe Biden shaking invisible hands, Joe Biden falling up the stairs, Joe Biden falling off his bike, Joe Biden with the yang. And then the government sent out the memo to the government state media. You got to stop talking about Joe and his cognitive abilities. You got to stop talking about it. We want you to tell everyone that it is disinformation, is false information, the cheap fake. We need for you to tell this to the American people. You know, all the people that watch their network. This is what they're doing. And here's a prime example of it. Listen to this woman as she's reading the teleprompter. And you can kind of tell that this is still a little bit of sanity in her because she's having a problem reading the teleprompter, but she still goes along with it and she still reads it because liberalism still kicks in. But listen to this. Watch.
Cheap fake clips went viral on social media and were picked up by some news outlets. Take a look at this clip, for example. It shows Biden and other world leaders watching a skydiving demonstration before the president is seen walking away and looking in another direction. Outlets claimed that he was sort of just aimlessly wandering away.
He was aimlessly wandering away. And I don't know if y'all can read it, how well you can read that, but you can see the caption for the top one. It says, dizzily altered video. And then when you look at the one at the bottom, it says raw unedited footage, right? Well, digitally altered footage and then raw unedited footage. Now, what do you think is the difference between these two? What do you think the difference? Because you can see Joe Biden, right? They're all there to take this footage to take. Now, you notice they cut to this scene right here, where Joe Biden, all of them were looking this way for the photo op, get ready to take it. And then Joe Biden starts wandering off. Emmanuel Macron sees him. And then Emmanuel Macron signals to her and look at her. She's kind of like backing up, like, I'm going to do this where you don't notice this, right? You don't notice me backing up. And here she goes doing the Obama, grabbing Joe Biden. She grabbed Joe Biden to direct him back like a child, direct him back to what they're all of them are there to do. And then they all kind of mosey on over there with Joe Biden, trying to play it off. They're trying to help Joe. Right. But the top footage is the exact same thing as the bottom footage, except for the top footage is zoomed in just a little bit. And that's supposed to mean what? It's supposed to mean what? It's the exact same footage. Look, the guys in there. What's the difference? You ever play that game where you have, it was like in a newspaper where they have two rooms and they have different objects in the room and you're supposed to look at each picture and try to figure out what's different in them. What's different in these pictures? Now, if you want to go to the extreme, one of them has like some caption, a little box up there in the red and blue down at the bottom. Mine is that. It's zoomed in a little bit. But other than there's no digitally alterization of this video footage. She's lying. Now, listen, I'm going to let her finish playing here. And she's trying to excuse Joe Biden like he's off talking to them. All he did was a thumbs up. Right. But watch this. Watch.
And looking in another direction. Outlets claimed that he was sort of just aimlessly wandering away. The clip amassed millions of views within just a few hours, when actually if you widen out, you can see that he was talking to one of the members of the military that was participating in that demonstration.
And you can hear her. She acts like she's having a hard time even going along with the teleprompter with the lie. Joe Biden wasn't talking to anybody.
I mean, the problem is he wasn't picking up on the social cues.
No, but he wasn't talking. She said, yeah. You can see that he was talking. The wide view, he was talking to somebody doing this. Oh, good job, buddy. He wasn't, talking, meaning they're having a conversation. He may have said something to somebody. Good job. But it's exactly what you said, Shannon. He wandered off. He forgot. He didn't get the cue. He got off cue for the photo op.
Yeah, and you can even see that Macron and the Prime Minister of Italy are like, we need to, we're over here, Joe. I mean, they had to physically, all of them moved to surround Joe to bring him in. That's a problem. He should have picked up on the social cues. He should have known what to do. But, Will, this isn't uncommon for Joe. He literally never knows what to do. He doesn't know where to walk. And I'm sure they've told him. I'm sure that they told him what to do. I'm 100% sure he forgets. I'm 100% sure he gets out there and he doesn't know which way to go. Just like after, when he was at the Normandy event, he was supposed to go shake hands with the people that fought in Normandy. He was supposed to, but he didn't. He ended up walking off with Jill Biden. And Macron was like, we're supposed to go over here. And so he didn't know what to do because Biden wasn't doing what he was supposed to do.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, this is becoming an ongoing issue. And see, they want us to not see the whole picture. They want to deflect on us. And she wants to point out that, it zoomed in a little bit. We're not that dumb. Don't look at him talking to other people. The problem is he should have been with the group, with a group of leaders. That's the issue.
Yeah, he should have been with the group of leaders, but he wasn't with the group of leaders because he wandered off. Joe Biden wandered off. Let me give, I don't know how much of this y'all been seeing. And look, a lot of people go, you hear this all the time, and rightfully so, that is all a distraction. It's a distraction from what they really want us to see. And what is it that they don't want us to see? Remember, just here recently in the news, Hunter Biden was in the news. You remember the whole laptop issue? So they're using this as a distraction to get people to stop talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. We haven't forgotten about it. We're still talking about it. But this is like, okay, well, if the White House is doing this whole thing, let's get everyone to talk about the deep fake or the cheap fake, as a diversion. But the problem here is that they're going to double down on this. They're going to continue to, do this, and they're going to get all of the government state media to come out and say that everything that you see of Joe Biden, the raw footage, to tell everyone that it's not true, that is disinformation. You remember before they were constantly saying that everything was Russia, Russia, Russia. The whole Hunter Biden laptop was Russia, Russia, Russia. They can't say that us looking at Joe Biden wandering off has something to do with Russia, Russia, Russia. They can't say to us with Obama directing Joe Biden off stage, grabbing him, putting his hand on his back, pushing him in the direction he needs to go is Russian disinformation. They can't go that angle. So what do? They said it's cheap fake. They said the videos are not real when we clearly can see it. That it is real. These aren't AI generated videos. And see, and I mentioned this last time when it first happened, if Obama would have leaned over to Joe Biden's ear and said, come on, Joe, let's go. People would have said, what did he say to him? Did he tell him, let's go? Like you do your child. Come on, let's go. And then if Joe Biden didn't listen to him and Obama started walking off and Obama turned around and saw that Joe wasn't walking with him, Obama would have to go back and still then pull his arm. So then it would have been a double take. But the very fact that Obama grabbed his arm in the first place, and they're all acting like it didn't happen. Like, how dare you put this information out there? This is false information. Disinformation. Here's another prime example of it. They're making an excuse of Joe Biden's age. Joe Biden's old. If he's this old and having this many problems, the country is in trouble.
There's a narrative that Joe Biden is an old man, of course, and I'm not disputing that he's not 81 years old. But
we are going to separate the fact from the fiction because there are a lot of videos going around about President Biden on social media.
These videos, I mean, they're blatant lies.
They are lying to their audience.
Making up
and distorting things about the current president.
Trying to get people to believe visuals that aren't real.
The videos are oftentimes made up.
Deceptively edited videos known as cheap fakes.
A cheap fake. At least that's what the White House calls this viral video of President Biden.
The White House says there's a cheap fake problem.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes. Videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated.
We're hearing about so-called cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Distorted, out of context videos, chopped up in certain ways, constructed in certain ways.
Look at him. Look at Biden. It is not true. He was fine. But they are creating this narrative.
The technology is just going to get more and more efficient at making these videos look more and more real when they're really not.
They're going to make them more and more real when they're really not. You see this? Where are we at here? They're going to make them more and more real when they're really not. So Joe Biden being led off the stage by Obama, that's not real, everybody. That's AI generated. For any of you to go out there and say that Obama grabbed his arm and led him off the stage, you are putting out disinformation. This is what they're telling everybody right now. And of course, you can see right there the government, state media, every last one of them went along with it. Let me show another one for you really quick. Look at this one. Here's another one. Joe Biden, where he's on here and Chuck Schumer turns around and shakes everyone's hand. Look at this. He shakes Joe Biden's hands first. He shake Fat Albert's hand. Go over to Grossly Pelosi. And who is that? Is that Angela? Who is that? Is that Holcomb? I don't even know. But watch, watch. Now look, look at Joe Biden. Look at Joe Biden. He already shook his hand.
Now.
What is Joe Biden doing?
He looks so lost. And he stands there for a good second.
Yes. Like, he's like, you going to shake my hand too, buddy? What about me? What about me? Oh, and now he's looking at him like, you left me hanging.
Now our great speaker.
I mean, come on. And then this one. I mean, come on. But these are cheap fakes, right? These are AI generated. These are not actually real, right? Who's he shaking? Whose hands is he shaking again?
Oh, this way.
I need to go this way.
And President Biden.
He needs help on where to go. And then look, he shakes his hand. He's supposed to shake the hand of the other guy. Right there. Right there. Right there, Q. Right there. Right there, Q. I mean, come on. You understand? Joe Biden has lost it. Joe Biden is gone. All right, when we come back, I got to show you funny.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Now, I want to play this clip for you. This was maybe a week or two ago, you know, maybe a week or so ago, where Nathan Wade goes on the Communist News Network. And they're asking him questions about, you know, of course, Fani Willis in this case. Do you, you know, different hot button questions. And all of a sudden, they stopped the interview right in the middle. I guess that his lawyers had to tell him. I mean, it's clear. His lawyers told him, okay, you can't answer that. You need to say this. You need to say that. I guess because he might be still somewhat in some hot water, maybe, possibly. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, why they all of a sudden wanted to make sure that he's not answering these questions. But watch, look at this. This is like just a recap. I want to share this with you first. Watch this. Listen.
To say that, okay, these exact dates are at issue, and these exact dates are. I'm getting signaled here.
No. Yeah. Take it. Can I go off mic for a second?
Yes.
Okay. Go off mic for a second.
Keep rolling?
Yeah, keep rolling. Don't stop down there. Stay this way.
I mean, look at this. So now I don't, was this even live or was this like a recording and they just end up sharing
it? They do recorded interviews.
Yeah, it's just recorded, right?
But I think they showed it.
I'm surprised that they released this footage like this.
Yeah.
All right, he's coming back. Now watch this.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Just to revisit the question, it was to clarify when the romantic relationship started and when it ended.
Sure. So, you know, I believe that the public has, through the testimony and other interviews, the public has a clear snapshot that this is clearly just a distraction. It is not a relevant issue in this case. And I think that we should be focusing on more of the facts and the indictment in the case.
Well, I ask because obviously it's still a pending matter. It's going to be before the Court of Appeals. And you talked about how proud you were of all the work that you did in this office. And I think the question that people have when they hear from the Court of Appeals, this isn't happening until next spring, is did the relationship jeopardize that work that you did and this investigation?
And therein lies the issue. Why we wouldn't touch upon the work of the Court of Appeals or some higher court, because it's a pending issue before them. I think that we should allow them, take a step back and allow them to take the evidence that they have and do their work, make the decision.
Right.
So basically, I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
I think it's really sad that a lawyer has to tell a lawyer what to say and not to say. I don't know. That's kind of a weird situation.
I mean, we're talking about Nathan Wade.
It just shows how unprofessional he was. You know, one thing that they said that really stood out to them is how inexperienced he was to take on such a case. And so they're like, why did she pick him? Right? Well, people are going, well, she probably picked him because she liked him. We'll see.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, right? They probably got together and they're probably, you know, talking about the case. And he probably got the rubbing her feet. I don't know. She might have got, you know, rubbing his back, his shoulders. You know, this is hard work we're doing here. We got to figure out how to get Trump, you know. You know, probably one thing led to another. You know, they probably went out, got a smoothie. You know, because they did go down the street at one point and got, you know, got some food. I guess they had the munchies. So the very fact that he's making this tour, he's making his rounds, going to the Communist News Network, you know, CNN, and he's going to all these different shows, because I think you're right, Shannon. I think he's doing this because he needs money. He needs money. So while he's on his tour, he makes a stop at the Daily Show. Have y'all seen this? Can we put the comments on the screen real quick before we put this video up here? I just want to know, have y'all seen this footage? Now, I should put a disclaimer on here really quick. Now, if y'all seen the thumbnail, it's highly inappropriate that this guy was doing this show this way. I would never do a show like this. I mean, even if I ever had the opportunity to interview Nathan Wade, not that he would sit down with me and talk to me. Is that what it is? The Daily Show is comedy? Is that the reason why they do it? But still, yeah, I mean, comedy? You're still doing that in comedy? It's like, you know, if there's drugs, you don't do heroin. You know, I mean, I understand some people might do marijuana or they might, you know, drink alcohol, but you don't do heroin, right? You don't take it to the next level. I think this guy kind of did take it to the next level. Me personally, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, hey, to each his own. Some people think, I mean, it is funny. I'm not going to lie to you. It is funny. Not tasteful, but it is funny. Right? Okay. Have y'all seen it, though? Sassy lady says he sucked her toes. Ew. Ugh. Did y'all see Fonnie Willis's toes?
Ugh. I think Marlon Wayans is hilarious. I thought it was appropriate.
You thought it was?
The way he handled him, because he literally showed how stupid Wade is and Fonny. He literally did. He's like, oh, we all know what it was, right? I mean, he's using his comedic ways to expose how they are. I can't believe that Nathan Wade, once again, a lawyer's handling the appeals, why would they let him go on this show? Knowing that their whole intention is to make fun of them, right?
I mean, this is wild. Okay, let's play it for those of you that haven't seen this. Okay, viewer discretion advised.
So let me ask you, when old girl was like, hey, babe, you want to be in charge of this prosecution of the president of the United States who did this insurrection? Did you think, like, this could get messy? Or you was like, nah.
We did not have that type of relationship at the outset, and we were interviewing other people for the position.
What position was it?
It was on.
Look at her. He go, what position was it? Now here kid gets up. He starts to pick up here.
Position.
What position was it?
It was only the position of special prosecutor.
Did that position look like this? Or did that position look like this?
So no. After Wade resigned as special prosecutor, Trump's law dogs still tried to use their relationship to get the case thrown out. They compelled his ass to testify and grilled this hard.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
But the homie had answers.
Ever? Ever.
He's thinking about, oh my goodness. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me stop it just for a second. Y'all remember all of the memes that came out with this? They were playing all, and they're showing the cabin up there, and they're showing them having a good time. He's thinking about what they were doing. Oh, man, it was so funny.
No.
He's not booking a cabin.
I did lots of cabins.
My question is,
who you booking all these cabins?
So.
How many district attorneys you be smashing in the cabin?
Zero.
Is it Airbnb or Verbo? Where you be getting all these cabins from? That's what my people want to know.
Where do I get them?
You Yeah, I want to know. He want the scoop. He want the scoop. Can I get a discount on the cabin too? Ooh wee.
So funny. I love it. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
He's like, oh, my people want to know, where are you getting all this cabin?
Yeah. Do we get a whole boy discount? Okay. So look, Nathan Wade's going on this Loverboy tour, talking about his relationship with Fonnie Willis.
Or trying not to talk about it, really.
Trying not to talk about Fonnie Willis, but it's all about Fonnie Willis, right? People want to know because it's all in the news, right? So Fonnie Willis, has she done a statement about this publicly?
No,
there's been like a, you know, under, you know, like a, I guess, behind closed doors statement.
Yeah, you know, people around Fonnie say she's really upset with him going on these interviews. Because let's be honest, the only thing people are interested in talking to him about is their relationship. That's the only thing they want to talk to him about. And he's doing this for money. I mean, let's be honest. There's no other reason why he would do this. He needs money.
Oh, yeah. He needs money. Because, you know, Fonnie Willis cut him off. She cut him off. He's no longer, you know, part of the team.
His reputation is tainted.
It really is.
I don't know if he's still at a law office, but if he was, would you want him?
Yeah, his wife left him, right? I think his wife left him after all of this, too.
Yeah, I think their divorce is finalized.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so he's like, I mean, this couple of nights, one night stands with her basically just absolutely destroyed his career. His law career, everything. I mean, who would trust him? Who would trust him? If you have a case, would you want Nathan Willis to be your lawyer? I mean, even the most insane people out there, these liberals, would they select him as their lawyer? I don't think that they would. They're upset with him. That's the reason why the Communist News Network wanted to talk to him. They're upset with him because the whole relationship got out. He didn't lie well enough. The whole relationship got out. So they're upset with him because it just blew a ginormous hole in the case that they had against President Trump. And now they're all upset about it. You can't make it up. Wow. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style, shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you about our sponsor here on LFA TV. Let me tell you about our sponsor here. I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metal Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets. No matter what the government is doing, no matter what this stock market is doing, let the team of experts at Colonial Metal Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA audience. The LFA audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to call them today. See what they can do for you. Just chat with them. Tell them you heard the information on LFA. That's where the key is, right? Tell them that you helped, that you learned about it on LFA TV and you want to learn more information about it. Right, go to the link right here, right there where you see it, colonialsmetalgroup.com/LFA. Or just click the link in the description, like I mentioned. All right? Do that for me. Also, should we talk about it? No, we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. I got some more I want to share with everybody. Cool? All right. The black vote. Is it okay if I talk about the black vote? Let's go. Wait a minute. Put the chat up on the screen. Yes or no? Is it okay if we talk about the black vote? And the reason why I think we should talk about it, because the Democrats hate what's happening right now. So I'm happy to talk about the black vote. It shouldn't even be a black vote, a white vote, Asian vote, Hispanic vote. Shouldn't it just be the American vote? I think we all agree that it should just be the American vote. I think we all agree upon that, right? There's no dispute about that. But because of the Democrats the way they are, we talk about the black vote. When you go vote and you pull the lever, it doesn't ask what the color is. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't. It's so sickening to me that we even have, that there's even a, such a thing. It really is. And I see you in there. Yeah. So thank you. I'm going to talk about it. For those of you, there might be some trolls on here. Not even, because you know what? Actually, there are trolls that watch. They just don't ever comment. They want to see if they can get Will in the gotcha game. Oh, Will Johnson said so-and-so. Well, they're going to take AI later on and just make it look like I said something. But people are going to be like, well, we know this AI. Right. But anyways, until then, thank you so much. Let's put this up on the screen. Can we put up on the screen? Clyburn. On Biden losing steam with black voters. This is all about miscommunication and disinformation, right? This is what he said. So he's trying to convince everybody that the black people that are finally waking up are not supporting President Trump. I just heard. Now, Shannon, can you look this up? I just heard that President Trump in all of the swing states are up in every single one of them. And this is partly the reason why.
I knew because he was up in Arizona.
I just saw a report.
Okay.
Can you look it up for me?
Sure.
Where he's up.
Did you see that? Do you remember where you saw that report?
No, I don't remember where I saw it. But let me share this. So let me share this next one here with you. Here he is talking about the black vote. And of course, they want everyone to believe that black people aren't going anywhere. Now, for those of you that watched the movie Django, picture in your mind Samuel Jackson while he's talking. This is exactly what it is. Samuel Jackson was on the Democrat plantation in the movie Django. The Democrats have used black people like this all the time. Black people leaving the Democrat plantation, they use black people to go retrieve them. Y'all have heard me talk about this so many times, so often, so quite often, right? But listen what he's talking about, the black vote.
My concern is much more with black voters getting the right information, getting all of the information so that they will be informed voters.
That is a bunch of BS. Democrats do not want informed voters. Do you know what happens when you are an informed voter? Anybody? Hold on. Let's go back to the chat one more time. Is there anybody knows what happens? Who do you vote for? Let me ask you that question. Who do you vote for if you are an informed voter? Anybody? Who do you vote for if you are an informed? So the demon, he's sitting there saying that they want black people to be informed voters. If you are informed, who do you vote for? The short answer, Republican. They know this. This is the reason why they don't want people to know the actual information. This is the reason why they're talking about the cheap fake right now. Because if you are informed voter going to the voter booth, you're going to vote Republican. You're not going to vote for the Democrats. They know this. So he's lying. Talking about he wants black people to be informed. What'd you say?
I found your article.
Okay. Listen.
Informed voters. That's my concern. I believe very strongly that this president has done what is necessary to earn the support of African Americans all over this country. But I'm also concerned that when we report these results, they don't always tell the full story.
They don't always tell the full story. So the poll numbers coming out showing that a lot more black people, even on the Communist News Network talking about it, supporting President Trump. That's disinformation. You can't believe it.
You know what's irritating to me, though? Clyburn gets on there and he's saying the same thing on all the platforms. But he's not telling us, okay, what are those things? Sell it.
He's not going
to. What's he doing for the blacks? Tell all of us right now. You have everybody's attention. Other than saying they have misinformation or disinformation, tell us what the right information is. But he doesn't utilize that opportunity because he can't sell it. He can't sell Biden as being good for the black community. He just can't.
No, he can't.
But you're right, Will. I found that article that you were talking about.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You want to share this first? Before you get to it, let me share this other one real quick. Of course, he's on with Jake the Snake, white liberal, asking a black man about the black people leaving the Democrat plantation. They don't like it. They're upset about it. Watch.
How worried are you about black voters showing up for President Biden in November?
Well, I'm not worried. I'm very concerned. And I have sat down with President Biden. I don't know. I saw those reports. I've also seen at least one report indicating that I have sat down with President Biden. And I did with him. And I've told him what my concerns are. I have no problem with the Biden administration and what it has done. My problem is that we have not been able to break through.
Here it comes. Listen to this. Listen to what they have not been able to break through.
That MAGA wall.
They have not been able to break through that MAGA wall.
That MAGA wall, in order to get to people exactly what this president has done.
Really? Imagine that. So, Shannon, you found the article? You found the article? Can we put the article on the screen? Okay, can we put it on the screen? Let's put it up on the screen.
Yep. So, I'm sorry, you couldn't hear me. So, yeah, it says Trump leads Biden in all 7 swing states as inflation and immigration top voter concerns. The latest survey shows, well, it says that if the states held election today, according to the new survey, Trump would have an edge over Biden.
And it's all swing states.
All swing states.
And this is on Forbes.
Yep. It says Trump would beat Biden 37% to 35% overall in the 7 swing states, which is Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, which is pretty huge because you have some states like Pennsylvania, Seriously, that would be huge if it swung for Trump and Michigan as well. So we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I got more to share with you.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me remind you, tomorrow's Friday. I do open up the phone line, so if you want to give me a call, tomorrow's the day to do it, tomorrow, Friday. Okay, I'll have the phone line open, so it's at your discretion if you want to give me a call. If you're a troll, please call me. I really want to hear from you. You can tell me what I'm doing wrong. Supporting Trump, right? Be your time to do it. But until then, let me talk about this. You know, we have high gas prices, high food prices. We have the economy is not looking really good. They're lying to us about the job market, right? I heard one report because they're saying that they're hiring illegals. They said the job rating is really good because the illegals are taking all the jobs. They're filling all of these jobs because illegals are filling the jobs. So they're tacking that in there, saying that the jobs report is looking really good. What a bunch of BS is that? Well, listen to this one. My producer, she got this one, talking about the real deal with economics, or Bidenomics, rather. Listen to this with me.
All right, brand new Fox News polling showing voters do have a negative view of the economy overall. 56% say they are pessimistic about the state of the economy.
Those who believe they're holding steady at 45%, falling by high 41%. How do you view the condition of the economy? Excellent or good, 32%. And then only fair or poor, a whopping 68%. And certainly that's going to come up a week from today in that debate in Atlanta.
People are not happy.
You're right. And you know why, Sandra? I think it's because the kitchen table issue of everything's too expensive. Mm. And that's really what keeps getting in the way. In the last few years, real wages have gone down and inflation has gone up. We're talking about up 20% or so on Joe Biden's watch. Things like, we talk all the time, bread. Someone told me the other day they spent $13 on a loaf of bread. I thought, what? I mean, these are the things that keep getting in the way of Americans feeling good and seeing good numbers. And then when you look at the jobs numbers, they look really strong. They do every month. We seem to have a strong jobs market. But when you peel back the onion, a lot of those jobs are going to non-citizens. A lot of those jobs are part-time.
Yep.
And that's the issue. So even even though it looks like we are in a very strong situation, when you actually look deeper into the numbers, inflation is killing people, and that's what they're thinking about.
It's killing people. You know, I saw a video on X where this female, she was blonde female on there making a comment saying that you need to remember who you're voting for. And the only reason why I'm bringing the fact up that she was blonde, she was a white female, blonde. And the only reason why I'm bringing that up, because, you know, you've heard that whole stereotype. It's not true. You know, it's not true that just because you're blonde means you're a ditz, you're stupid. It's not true at all. It's just a thing that's just been passed down, right? Because, you know, you get it, right? But she's on here saying that the reason why the economy is because of policies of the Democrats. And she's saying, make sure you remember who you're voting for, because if you like the high gas prices, if you like the high food prices, you like the situation of the economy, then you vote a certain way, which is 100% true. Follow that, because there was this other white dude on there that was doing a video showing her, and then he comes right behind her and saying that she doesn't understand. He's saying the only reason why the gas prices are high, the food prices are high, is because of the corporate, because of capitalism.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's what they say.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
The corporate greed. Well, when the government brings down these policies, they don't have any choice. They have to raise it. For example, in the state of California, when they passed it saying minimum wage for the fast food joints is $20 an hour, guess what happened? The corporations have to raise their prices for everything.
Or shut down.
They have to raise everything.
And see, here's the thing. She brought up part-time. You know, that creates another issue, too. You could say that the job market looks fine. And see, Biden, they actually manipulate the numbers to make them look good, right? Part-time jobs equal to less money, right? Less benefits. It makes it harder for people to earn a living, help them out. You hurt Americans. And then when you're only doing part-time, you're hurting Americans. And so people are feeling this. People are experiencing this. And you could say all you want from that pulpit. They look at Biden as a rich person who's not relating to them. And the more he says it, the economy's coming back and we're not feeling it. We know it's a lie.
Yeah, we all know it's a lie.
And now, how do you spin that, Will? You can't spin it.
You can't spin it. But, you know, they'll try to do it. And I've seen people in there talking about, you know, Fox News. And I'm with you. You know, I'm just sharing it because there's still some good people on Fox News that I do like. I do like Jesse Waters. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if I see a clip with Jesse Waters, I typically will watch it. But a lot of them on Fox News, or they have this whole Paul Ryan mentality. You know, for the most part, the entire network was saying that President Trump lost the 2020 election, which was a bunch of BS. And they were silent, as I mentioned before, when the whole disinformation with the federal government, FBI, going to the big tech companies, silencing the American people. They were silenced for the most part about it. They should have been. They have a network that can reach millions and millions of people. Reach the right people. They could have drilled that subject to the dirt until the big tech companies changed their tune. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that. They went along with the whole coup d'etat that took place. And it's pretty sickening. It absolutely is sickening. That's what brings me to this next story. A lot of people, because you know what? Twitter was the same way. But now that Elon Musk is over Twitter, over X, X has changed. Let me play some of this really quick for you with Elon Musk. And I know people have their reservations about Elon Musk. And I don't know why people say, well, you can't trust Elon Musk. I don't know why you need to trust him in the first place. No one forced you to get on the X platform. But you have to admit, there's more freedom on X to say what you want to say than any other place other than Rumble, of course. Right. And we already established that. But I'm talking about when it becomes to platforms like X and Fascist Book and ScrewTube. You know, and Rumble, there's True Social. Yeah, you're right. True Social and Getter. But X used to be one of the big three with these communists. Listen to what he's saying about X now, because X is like, it's really growing and reaching people just like Rumble.
So what we're doing on the X platform is we are aggregating, we're using AI to sum up the aggregated input from millions of users. So I think the This is really going to be the new model of news, which is to gather information from people who are at the scene, who are experts in the field, and summarize the experts in the field and people who are in the field at the at whatever event's being talked about, and aggregate that into a real-time news feed. And I think, for the most part, that will be better than conventional journalism. Yeah. There's still a role for conventional journalism, but it's
but someone's got to pay for them, right?
Sorry?
Someone has to pay for it to happen, right?
Well, not necessarily. Like, if you look at the X system, and you've got tens of millions of posts per day, which really are all the news content on Earth is, but a far more than what you'd find in a newspaper, is being generated on the system every day. If you aggregate that in real time, now you've got real time aggregation of the collective wisdom of tens of millions of people.
Is that why you think truth seeking is so important in AI?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons. So,
you know, you bring up, he's talking about AI, and AI, they're using a lot of the AI on, you can take it off the screen for me. Yeah, they're using a lot of AI in everything today. When you go down a street and the street lights are changing, did you know that they're using AI? They're using AI. They've been using AI for a lot of things for a very long time, but now AI is becoming to the mainstream. Software that you're using, I'm willing to bet that Rumble is looking at using AI. If you think that the operating system on your mobile device doesn't have AI on it, then you're sadly mistaken. AI is being used in every single thing in our world today. AI is being used on everything. And I'm not saying this so you can be scared or anything, but I mean, we're in the times right now where things are going to change dramatically. It's not going to take 5 years for something to happen again. You can best believe it's going to happen within half that time, if not even shorter. Especially with the quantum computer and with AI mixed together, we're going to see a world of change in this country, in this world. Believe that. And they're integrating AI. If you go on Fascist Book, when you go to the search bar on your mobile device, type it in. You'll see it there. They're using the AI there as well. Thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Fox News are stupid people running by Murdoch, 100%. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.